Parashas Vayakel, Parasha begins, Vayakel Moshes, Koladas B'nei Yisrael, Vayemer Aleyem. Eile HaDvorim HaShetziva Hashem Lasa Yisoyisom. Moshe Rabbeinu assembled the entire Klal Yisrael, Adas B'nei Yisrael, and he said, Eile HaDvorim, these are the things that Hashem commanded them to do. What are we talking about here? The first thing is Shabbos, Shetzijam Teos HaMalacha. Why specifically by Shabbos Kodesh is there a concept of Vayakel Moshe? Moshe gathered all the Klal Yisrael together. Not other mitzvahs he told them, he just told them. Vayakel Moshe, and what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Shabbos, and what's immediately after the two psukim over here of Shabbos is Kru Me'itchem Truma Lashem Kol Nedili Bayivyez Trumas Hashem, the Mishkan. So the two mitzvahs connected here are Shabbos and the Mishkan. The question is, why is Vayakel necessary for this? A little bit later, in Kapitel Lamed Ches, Posik Ches, Posik says, Vayas es hakiyar nechoishes, ves kanoi nechoishes, v'marais hatzoyves hashetzavu pesach almoyim. He made a kiyar, a laver, some, you know, place for them to wash their hands and feet. He made it of nechoishes, and the base as kanai was made from nechoishes. It was made from the mirrors hatzeves of the legions as shol pesach ha'moed. What mirrors? What are we talking about? Zog Rashi. Bnei Yisrael, how you be yodon maris shirois behen kishehein miskashleis va'af oisin la yikfum la havi l'nidvas ha-mishkan. Noshim Zitkoni is of Klal Yisrael. They had mirrors, and they brought these mirrors, and they wanted to use these mirrors in which they beautified themselves in. They wanted to give this as an adava, as a donation for the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was moish. He said that we can't use a mirror. It's made beautifying yourself. It's a gashmius thing. We don't want to use that. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu kibel. Accept it. Because these mirrors are more precious and dear to me than everything else. Through these mirrors, through the hands of the Noshim, using the mirrors, they are ones what kept Klal Yisrael alive. Kishayu ba'aleihem, yigayim ba'avodas parach. The husbands were worn out from the hard, harsh work that they had to do. These Noshim, the Noshim Tzidkoniyos, took food and drink and fed them. V'noitlos hamaris. They beautify themselves so the husband should want to be with the wives, and that's what had a continuity of Klal Yisrael. Children were born because of that. It was these Noshim Tzidkoniyos. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, these are not appropriate mirrors. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, punkt verkehrt. These are the most important to me. More than everything else it brought, this is more important to me. However, the question remains, while we understand the concept of what Mashi is telling us, that this tremendous act of selflessness that they wanted a kiyum and Klal Yisrael was why they were doing it. That it should be used for the Mishkan, and Rabbeinu Shalom said you should be mekabelet Moshe, even though you thought no, but fakeret, you should be mekabelet. But why the kiyur? Why the kiyur? Why not for a different part of that? I don't know what other, I'm sure there are plenty of other things that it could be used for. Why specifically the kiyur? It says in the Yalkut Shemayni that this is the only time Parasha starts off with Vayakel, that he gathered many men, many in Klal Yisrael, to tell them words of Torah, what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. That's what Vayakel Moshe was. He gathered them together to say, listen, this is what you have to do, this is what you don't have to do, this is what's awesome, this is what's mutter. And when was it done? On Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, brought them into the Beis HaMedrash every Shabbos, and that's what this was. It says in Hadaras Hayov, V'chol Isha Chachmas Lei B'yadei HaKava. Every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands. At the time when one fulfills the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's mekadesh his actions. When he actually does the ma'aseh, he's mekadesh his actions. For someone to be mekayim, a mitzvah b'shleimus, with completeness, there's two components. You have to have das, you have to be thinking about it, saying is I want to fulfill the will of the Rebbein Shem, and then at the same time do the action. That is a mitzvah b'shleimus. Zot Adere Salio, V'chol Isha Chochmas Leiv, B'yodea Tavri. The Pasuk is telling us that these Nashim Tzidkoniyos, their part, their hand in the building of the Mishkan, of the spinning with their hands, he says there were two parts. Chochmas Leiv, V'chol Isha Chochmas Leiv, they had their hearts in it, B'yodea Tavri, they also used their hands. So what the Torah is telling us is that the Nashim were doing it in the proper fashion. Not only were they just doing a Maisa Mitzvah, but they were also thinking about it. They were doing it with their hearts, which is a very important part. Klayoka says, Kume Itcham Chuma L'Hashem. Pasuk says, Pasuk Hey, that take from amongst yourself a Chuma for Hashem. What does it mean, Me Itchem? What does it mean, from within you? Zabdi Klayoka. There are times that someone doesn't really want to donate money. He doesn't want to give to the Mishkan. He doesn't want to give to that organization. He doesn't want to give to the yeshiva, to the poor man. Why does he give? He feels peer pressure. He feels other reasons. He wants a tax deduction. It just fits into his budget. It's not that he's not giving because he wants to give. He doesn't want. He doesn't feel that, I'm getting an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Zok to pasik chu me itchem. Take from within yourself. What does that mean from within yourself? From within your heart. You should give to the Mishkan with your heart. It says in the Hamik Dover, the kiyo is used to prepare the kehanim for kedusha to do the avodah. That's what the purpose of the kiyo was. What do? They wash their hands and their feet. And this, by them washing their hands and their feet, it prepared them that now they're able to do dvam shel kedusha. So to the Nashim, they bring their husbands and their children to a higher level to prepare them for Kedusha, Torah, and Avodah. You want to know why it was proper, why specifically the Kiyar was made with the mirrors from the Nashim? Because the Kiyar is a preparation for Kedusha. That's what the Nashim did. The Nashim did things with the mirrors as a preparation. That's the Nashim's job. In the Mishkan, they had the kiyar that the Kehanim washed their hands and their feet. Preparation. Now we're ready to do things for Bekdusha. That's a woman's role. A woman's role is to prepare the husband and the children. It says in the Gemara that they took the children to Cheder. They take the husbands to learn. They take care of the children. They let the husband learn. They do all these things. It's all preparation. They build a house. They teach the children from the beginning. They help to teach the Aleph Beis. The women are the ones, the Nashim. They put the roots into the children. And they help their husband and they prepare him. In the proper way, by giving him food and drink, in the proper way, they prepare him for Kedusha, and that's why it's proper that specifically the Kiyar was where the Nashim mirrors were used. It says in the Kisei Dovid from the Chidor, he says, why did the Torah warn us about keeping Shabbos right before the Mishkan? Right, we say Sheish Hashem Tehes Melacha, and then Kume Itcham Chuma. What Pshat he says? Zok the Kisei Dov. He says like this: the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet Eigel. Klai Yisrael did a Chet Eigel, and the Mishkan was the kapara. He said, "What does that mean? If without the Mishkan, there wouldn't have been kapara. What does that mean?" He says, "As there was a Torah on Shabbos Kodesh." It was that Torah that they learned that gave them the opportunity to be able to have this chus to build a Mishkan and get a kapara. So Klal Yisrael, the reason why before the building of the Mishkan tells us, He Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos, Loisivar Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'yem Shabbos. You want to know why? Because it's through the learning of the Torah on Shabbos That's Haklaiso Zechat Kapara, which the Mishkan represents. It says in the Meram Shik. Pasuk says, "Vamalacha haisedayim lechol hamalacha lasid isn't b'haisid." The work had been enough for all of the work to do it, and there was extra. Was there enough, or was it extra? It was dayim, it was enough, and there was extra. And then the two seem to contradict each other. If it was enough, then it wasn't extra. If it was extra, it wasn't enough. It was too much. What's pshat? Zok the Meram Shik. If a person does exactly what he has to, how do you know he wants to do it? Doesn't mean he really wants to do it. He has no choice. A person, he brings his wife flowers. But you know why he brought it? Because his chosen teacher told him so. And I said she knew she had a friend that when she was engaged, her husband showed up with flowers and said, "Marish Yeshiva said to give this to you." Did he show real chavivis to this girl by saying by giving her the flowers? No, he's doing what's incumbent upon him, what he feels his responsibilities are. But where does it show his heart that he really wants to do it? He really wants to be, you know, this is what he wants. Sof the pasuk. It was enough what they did. How do you know it was enough? What's truly enough? Because there was extra, because they didn't try to just fulfill their minimal obligations of what they had to do. But they said, no, here we're going to do as much, we want, and there was extra, proved that there was enough. Now they say, beautiful pshat. It says in the Nesivis, why did Moshe gather all of Klal Yisrael together? He says there's a minig in Klal Yisrael, many have a minig that they say L'shem Yichud, before they do mitzvah, they say L'shem Yichud Kishu B'richu, B'shem Kol Yisrael. Famous name Ali Melech. What's B'shem Kol Yisrael? I'm going to do a mitzvah now, L'shem Kol Yisrael. What's Kol Yisrael? You're doing a mitzvah for yourself, or the rest of Klal Yisrael? It says in Keheles, Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Baaretz Shiyasa Toiv L'Yechta. Every person does chet. There's no concept. We're human beings, we do chet, we do averis. So how could you do a mitzvah? How could you go do a ma'aseh mitzvah with the same limb that you just did an avera? Pshat is that when the chiddush is, the pasuk says, Ameh Chulam Tzadikim. The nation, Klal Yisrael, are all tzadikim. He says, when a person does a chet, he's a yachid. The yachid is doing the chet. You want to do a mitzvah? How could you do a mitzvah? Attach yourself to Klal Yisrael. A Klal Yisrael, Amer Kulam Tzadikim. They're all tzadikim. If you're all tzadikim, there's no problem doing the mitzvah. That's why the nusach of L'shem Yichud, that I'm not going to do a mitzvah, L'shem Kol Yisrael. I'm attaching myself to all of Klal Yisrael. By attaching myself to all of Klal Yisrael, I'm a tzadik now. I'm part of the tzadikim of Klal Yisrael. And that's how I have a shaykhus of doing the mitzvah. The Chet Egel was done by Yechidus. It was a Chet. And we have over here by Yaakel, gather Klal Yisrael together in a group. Amir Kulam Tzadikim. It says in the Shach, Vayasu Kol Chacham Lei Boisei Amlocha Asa Mishkan. Vayasu, he says the word Vaparashish Vayakal Bakude is written 13 times. Keneged the Gematria of Echad. Echad, the Gematria of Aleph Ches Dalet is 13. He said, what was the purpose and what was the atmosphere? What came out of the Mishkan was Achdus. Perhaps we can understand what's going on over here. You want to know why Vayakel Moshe is called Asmei Yisrael? Pshat is that it's all about Achdus, togetherness. That we have to get rid of the Chet Egel. The Chet Egel was done by Yechidus. Right now, after we had Parshas Kisisa, the Klal Yisrael did a chet ha'egel, terrible chet. But what we want to say is no. If we attach ourselves to Klal Yisrael, and we become one with Ribbono Shel Olam, one with each other, we have the capabilities to become one with Ribbono Shel Olam. And what's the Noshim? The Noshim's part. The Noshim have an integral part. They also have an integral part. What's their integral part? They had their mirrors. What are their mirrors all about? Hachana. The kiyar was hachana. We have to prepare. You can't just come into Shabbos not prepared. You want to have a davishah b'kedusha. You have to prepare. You have to have achdus. You have to have one another with each other and Klal Yisrael. And you have to prepare. Pasuk says, "Voy sevaru eish b'chol moish, voy seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos." There are 39 malachas. One of them is Loisavarish. Why is this one the only one chosen here? Loisavarish, why did this 39, there's 38 others. The Pasuk could have said, you shouldn't do. You shouldn't bake, I mean, you shouldn't plant, you shouldn't, there's many things it could have been. Why specifically, you want to say it? One thing, that's it. Let me go straight to Mishkan. You 6 days of the week you should work, and the 7th you have to rest. It should be a Shabbos, Shabbos, and for Hashem. And anyone does malacha, you must. And you should know, don't light a fire. Don't kindle a fire. And then we go straight into we go straight into the parashah of Mishkan. What happened to the other 38? If you want to mention none of them, mention none of them. But why, if you mention one, why punk this one? It says in the Shemin HaPirsimoin, quotes a Sefer Akedah, Eish, Leishavar Eish. You want to know what it's referring to? Fire of Machlokes. He says, a machlokes is fire. A person on Shabbos, there's an opportunity to talk more. During the week, people are busy, the hustle and bustle, people are working, people have responsibilities, you have to take the children to yeshiva, they're busy, running, jumping, buying food, buying this, everything is busy. Shabbos is time for rest, more time to talk. He says, chas v'shalom, there's more lashon hara, unfortunately. People start to talk bad about each other. It creates a period in Klal Yisrael. It creates separation. But yeah, kill Moshe. Moshe gathered all them together. Come together. Stay away from Machlokes. Try not to talk so much. Talk Dvarim Shebetusha. There's definitely a point of it here with Davin. Go to Davining. Don't talk. I was horrified. I overheard a conversation. It's, one year is telling another year, he says, you know, at least people talk. They talk for a little bit, they come to shul, they talk, they schmooze. You have something you gotta tell the other guy, you know, important things. But it bothers me that people talk from the beginning till Abdullah. I don't know exactly meant Abdullah, I think he meant from the beginning down till the very end of Davi. They talk and they talk and they talk and they talk. I guess it's a Majega too that it bothered this guy. This guy was really, he was like angry about it. Like, Mamash al Chutzpah, I guess he talks a fair amount. I don't know, he talks a half an hour during a 2-3 hour davening. But the Chutzpah, people talk the whole time. It's a terrible thing, we have to work on it. People try to talk a few minutes. Talking is not a good thing. Talking brings Lashon Hara, talking too much. And certainly during davening, when we should be davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it would seem it's not a proper time to talk. You want to talk to your friends, you want to schmooze, okay, at least don't do it during davening. It says in the Chassam Sefer, he says that the Eish that the Pasuk is talking about is the Eish of anger. Anger. Now he was scared. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. He was feared. And now that the Chet Egel was forgiven, Ben Shalom gave them a kapara. He said, you're forgiven. Klai Yisrael are all going to blame each other now. Each one's going to blame the other. They're going to get angry. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. We'll have to look at ourselves. That guy who was telling the other person, the other guy's talking the whole davening, he should look at himself. We should all look at ourselves first. You know, the guy's going giving musa, he's talking only for half an hour, the other guy's talking for 2 hours. First he should work on himself not to talk, then maybe he wants to say nicer to the guy, maybe there's something to do. But you gotta start with ourselves first. Moshe wanted not to kindle the fire of anger and controversy on Shabbos. All week long, Klal Yisrael were busy with the construction of the Mishkan over here. They didn't have time to squabble. Now we were scared on Shabbos would be extra time, they're not building the Mishkan, and people would start saying, it's your fault that the Egel happened, it's your fault the Egel. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that. And the Eichon Moshe Seichem is a remez, aside from the, of course, the Issa Deraisa of kindling a fire, it's referring to the fire of anger as well. So then the Achri Tvua. Moshe assembled the entire Klal Yisrael, and he said that the mitzvah of Shabbos. He thought the first thing he said was the mitzvah of Shabbos. He says, with what would Klal Yisrael zeicha to receive a kapara? The Gemara in Shabbos and Tavkuf Yotcha says, one who heeds Shabbos properly, even if he worships Avodah Zarah, he's forgiven. He will be forgiven. It was in the schus of Shabbos Klai Yisrael was Eich to receive a kapara. Like we said that from before, and that's why now they're capable of building the Mishkan. Because now they receive the kapara, the Mishkan is a raya, that now the place that the Shechina can rest, because now the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Meichel Klai Yisrael. It says in the Chochmas HaTorah, how come over here, we have first it says the mitzvah of Shabbos, then it tells us about the Mishkan. But in Parashas Kisisa, it mentions both. First it says the Mishkan, then it says Shabbos. What's Shabbat? Zok the Chochmas HaTorah, Pesayim B'Kluger. The Mishkan is a mocking for Shechina. When Klai Yisrael did a chet, they were not ready for the Shechina anymore. Shabbos was a kapara. What happened over here? Over here, Pasha Yaakov is after the chet ha'egel. Before, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about the chet ha'egel, that's where he brings down first, he says Mishkan, because Klai Yisrael were ready to have the Mishkan. The Shechina to rest within them, amongst them. Then he told them about Mitzvah Shabbos. Over here, when after the Chet Ha'egel, he has to tell them about Shabbos first. You want to know what's going to make you right to have the Shechina rest. You want to know what's going to allow you to have a Mishkan. Shabbos. You have to heat Shabbos properly, and then you be zeichet to it. It's in the Baal Turim. Shabbos, the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, my fire, referring to Gehenim, rest because of you, so too your fire shall rest. You have to rest your fire. It says in the Zohar Kodesh. Very interesting. On Matzah Shabbos, we make Mavdil between Kodesh and Chol. We have Abdullah. We call it Abdullah. With Abdullah, we have a candle. We light a fire. Zok the Zohar Kodesh. All other lights are hidden on Shabbos except for one fire, which is holy and from above, which is revealed in the Kedusha Shabbos. There's the Zohar, I'm not going to explain too much, but maybe we'll get something out of this anyways, even though we don't understand what he's saying, maybe we can appreciate something. Zok the Zohar, this holy fire, this fire of Kedusha from above, comes from the fire of Akedas Yitzchak, which was hot on the Mizbeach. Once one makes a bracha on this fire, the one Abdullah, he is permitted the use of all the fires for hidden on Shabbos. During the bracha of Ma'ariya Eish, one should bend his four fingers from his right hand to illuminate them from the light of the fire that one is saying a bracha. He apparently says not to use the thumb. He says take your four fingers with your right hand, bend them, and the fire of the Havdalah candle should illuminate them. The four fingers represent the four Merkavas. The Merkavas, talking about it again, Hecher is Achen, the Kisei cover the branch on them, or cover the branch on them. One bends his fingers to show, why does he bend it? That he is ruled by the holy fire from above, and that light illuminates below. He under the bending of his fingers shows that he understands that we're nothing, and we're bending to the light, this light referring to this light of Kedusha from above from the Shemayim. That's what we should be doing. When we say Abdullah, we should think even a little bit about this. And whatever the Zohar's meanings, a deep meaning which you might not understand, but in a simple form, that it's a time that we realize, again, the fire, everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the fire and everything else in this world, and we bend ourselves, we machni ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It says in the Ruach Chaim, one who gets angry on Shabbos, he quotes the Zohar, of course, he's over like Sabaru Eish, because he's kindling the fire of Gehenim. Gotta be careful. Getting angry on Shabbos is not a good idea. It's not a good idea to get angry during the week either. But Ruach Chaim says it's on Shabbos, it's even worse. Then the Malvus Shabbos Yom Tov. The Ruach Chaim explains that the Torah repeats the mitzvah of Shabbos because Shmir Shabbos is a tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel. Shmir Shabbos is equivalent to the entire Torah. After the Chet Ha'egel, the Torah needs to repeat the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why? It's a tikkun for the Chet. Zok the Gemara in Darim. One who gets angry is like he's worshipping another god. The Mefarshei Gemara. If one keeps Shabbos with all the halachas and becomes angry, it will not be tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel because the anger is like worshipping Avodah Zarah. Anger kindles a strange fire in one's heart, it's like worshipping Avodah Zarah. One needs to make sure never to become angry. But one needs to be extra careful in Shabbos not to become angry. Yeah. It says in the Noyam Megodim, Eishin Ramas to the Yates of a person should not kindle his fire of desires of his heart, which will bring him to evil thoughts and evil actions. It says in the Bei Moshe, why did Teish specifically choose the mitzvah of not kindling a fire? The Zohar says, we use two chals for Lacha Mishnah, even though there's a concept of zugos. We're not supposed to do things in pairs. The Gemara talks about it if you're not knocked on it, so you don't have to worry. But there's a concept of pairs are not good. If pairs are not good, then why do we do Lacha Mishnah, which is two? We should do one or three. Do odd numbers. Even numbers are no good. As they say from the Gemara himself. Of course, again, if you're not worried about them, then they don't have a meaning, but he's saying, simple. So those that are worried about it, so why are you using two? He says that if we keep Shabbos properly, no harm can come to us from any source. This concept of zugos, even if you're worried about it during the week, on Shabbos it can't have an effect. If we hashem in Shabbos according to Halacha, then even the fires of Gehenna can do us no harm. As I state in the Be'er Moshe. Now we can understand why specifically the significance of kindling a light on Shabbos is brought there. The mitzvah of Shabbos is like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it has tremendous potential for Kedusha Shabbos, for growth in Ruchnius. It's a time we should learn and do mitzvahs and do Abayis Hashem. On the flip side, like we're saying, is if you're going to get angry on Shabbos, you're that much worse off. If you're going to do things that are bad, you're going to have to stop machlekes. It's even worse to do it on Shabbos. So, fascinating story. A few years ago, it was when the Eretz Yisrael, they were attacking in the Gaza, there was issues there. It was called Operation Cast Lead. Cast Lead. I think a couple of weeks, and it was a very serious thing. It was in all the papers and everything else. What happened. It was Erev Shabbos on day 7 of this operation. The telephone rang in Aaron Leif Steinman's house. It was right before Shabbos. On the line was a representative of the army who asked to speak urgently to the Rav. Needed to speak to Aaron Leif. When the Gabe picked up the phone and explained that all messages have to go through him, and you can't just speak to Baal Nev. You tell me what you want, and if it deemed appropriate, I will pass you through. The caller explained that the army was poised to launch the ground offensive on Shabbos. They were ready to do it, they had planned it, it was going on Shabbos. And they were calling for the Rav Brocha. Till now they were in the air, now they wanted to go on land. And this was a very important part of the Melchama, and they wanted the Rav Bracha. So the Rav guy, the Rav wanted to know, Aaron Leib said, why are you going in on Shabbos? So this army person told the Aaron Leib, he gave him all the highly classified reasons, strategic reasons, why he needed to do it on Shabbos and he couldn't wait. Highly confidential. Aaron Leib says, I cannot give you a blessing. And he hung up. The Gabbai suggested to the Baron Leib, he says, they're going to go ahead and follow their military directives regardless. They're doing it. They're going to go fight on Shabbos. Maybe give them a bracha anyhow. You're right. I hear what your point. I hear you don't condone it. But they're going to go anyways. You shouldn't give them a bracha. They shouldn't be matzliach. Baron Leib answered, Shabbos is the makar ha-bracha. How can I give a bracha for chol Shabbos? Not Shayev. Minutes after Shabbos was over, the following night, the telephone rang. It was the same person again. He speaks to the Gabbai. The Gabbai says, you got to go through me. He says, tell him I'm late. We listened to his psak. We deferred the operation. We are going in right now. We need a bracha now. We need his bracha. The Aaron Leib said, absolutely. And he gave him beautiful brachas, generous, heartfelt brachas. 24 hours later, the Rav received a call from Gabi Ashkenazi, the commander-in-chief of the ground forces. He wanted to thank the Rav for his bracha. The army had achieved all of its objectives in the first 24 hours, which they didn't expect. Furthermore, They anticipated that they would lose about 50 people. Rahman al-Tzan, they figured that in this going in and hand-to-hand combat, they were going to lose at least 50 people. There was only one person who died. Only one. And they were convinced it was the Raz Bracha. The Kedusha Shabbos. We have such an opportunity. We have to take hold of it. Don't lay the fire of doing the wrong things. But rather, we have to work on lighting a fire in our hearts to learn the Torah HaKadosh and to have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel. Have a good Shabbos.